you play for three different teams, and you grew up in Harrisburg, yet you still consider Philadelphia your home. Is it the proximity to where you grew up, or, you know, what is it specifically about Philly?
It's definitely the proximity, but then also, I mean, the way I've always been received. And even when I used to come up here and hang out, this was like, it was like going somewhere special to us. Like, yo, you go to Philly, you know, it was like the Philly cheesesteaks. It was going to the Spectrum. I love Dr. J. To this day, Dr. J is a good friend of mine and a mentor of mine. So it was like always a good feeling. I remember, you know, when the Sixers were doing their thing and Andrew Toney and Mo Cheeks and all those guys. I mean, I felt like I knew them. And I felt like I definitely identified with them as well. And I always felt like it was a town of people who are hard workers, you know, and a lot of passion. And, I mean, that's me.
With the new NFL rules that are put in place, do you think that it's protecting current players?
I think that it's definitely a lot better. It's a lot better than when I was there. I know the fans don't like it so much because it's not as smash mouth and it's not as, you know. I mean, when I was playing, I mean, you could head slap. You could do a lot of crazy things that you can't do now and come with the forearm up in your chin and all that kind of stuff. It was, especially when I had to block. That was always very tough because you have to lead with your face and you kind of have to get into the, you know, into their chest. And those guys are just swinging their arms and knocking you and hitting you in the head and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, when you get tackled, you know, it's a very tough situation, but I think now that they're trying to limit it, I think it is getting better, but I think it still has a ways to go.
How does it feel coming back and being recognized by the team as an honorary captain versus the game against the Lions?
Oh, it was very special and it's really a great thing for me because my kids, they weren't even born when I was playing and doing my thing. So it was great for them to see that and see how I was received by the fans and just to come back and address the fans in that way and to be able to lead them in that cheer, the Eagles cheer and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just great. And it's coming home. I feel like it's a homecoming for me coming back and against the Lions because that was one of the signature wins that we had in our climb to try to get back to greatness as Eagles, you know, as an Eagle franchise. When we beat them in the playoff game, and I mean, we beat them going away, and no one thought that at the time. They were playing so well, and the fact that we were even the home team because we did so well that we, you know, got a home playoff game, and we just fed off the fans. The fans were into it, we were into it, and we just, like, really went out there and we really gave it to them. And we outplayed them in every facet of the game. And the fact that I was able to come back for the Lions game, it was really special to me.
Thank you for your time today, Ricky.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.